There's a bit of a danger involved here in showing you this video clip of the way the printing works. You can see I put paste on the block and a bit of pigment, rub it out, and away I go and print. But of course, this is just one possible way to do this. Back when I was first thinking about how to do this in Canada many, many, many years ago, I had no model at all. I tried this and tried that and tried this. Then when we made a trip to Japan as tourists for a few months, I run into one of these tourist places where they had demonstrations of woodblock printing. It was great. It's the first time ever I'd had a chance to see a printer doing something. So of course I sat there and watched and watched and watched as eagerly as I could, watch the guy do this, making a mental image. Okay, there you go, that much paste, it's about that texture, that much pigment. I had no camera, just simply was mental images. I really grabbed onto what I had seen. Then when I went back to Canada, pulled out some of my blocks and tried making a print, I tried to replicate what I'd seen. And it was chaos. It didn't work at all, absolutely. But I was sure I was doing exactly what I had seen. That much paste, that much pigment, brush it out like this. And of course, what I hadn't understood at that time was that for, say, a block of this size and for a texture that you want of this level and a delicacy of final product that you want, you put a certain specific amount of stuff on. The example we have here on this picture, this is for the light, delicate blue sky. So there's a very small amount of paste here and a very, very light amount of pigment. There's a bit of water in the brush, and we end up with a delicate blue in the finished print. But if, for example, you were printing some deep, bold blue or something like that for some other image, you'd lay on a great swath of the pigment, then it might even be quite a bit, not stickier, what's the word? Quite a bit less runny, have more saturation. And you'd brush it out the same way and take your impression, and the finished product would look completely different. So please don't misunderstand what you're seeing here. I've already got feedback from one person that says, wow, I'm putting way too much pigment on the block. That may be right in some cases. What we want here is a delicate blue sky, so there's not much blue going onto the block. Don't take this as gospel. This is just one sample among many, many possible that could have been showed. If you want deeper color, put more color on the block. You've got to be able to look at these samples and then adjust them and edit them to match what you need to do.